Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. Again, my name is Gary Stevens, and the subject we're dealing with still is the authority of the believer. We're doing part six of a seven-part series. As a believer in Christ Jesus, you are born again by the Spirit of God, you become a new creation, and you have authority through and in Christ Jesus, and God wants you to exercise that. It's done through words and faith. What you confess, you will eventually become. What you confess, you will eventually possess. I want to give you a list today. A list says, what I confess, I possess. It's a bold challenge to speak the word of God only. There are 14 points on the confession, so please just listen and go through it with me. Point number one, I confess Jesus as my Lord. I possess salvation. This is found in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 10. Point two, I confess by his stripes I am healed. I possess healing. Isaiah 53, verse 5. I confess the Son has made me free. I possess absolute freedom. John chapter 8, verse 36. I confess the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. I possess the ability to love everyone. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. I confess the righteous are as bold as a lion. I possess lion-hearted boldness in spiritual warfare. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. I confess he will never leave me nor forsake me. I possess the presence of God each step I take. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 to 6. I confess I am the redeemed of the Lord. I possess redemption benefits every day. Psalm 107, verse 2. I confess the anointing of the Holy One lives in me. I possess yoke-destroying results by this anointing. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, and Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. I confess in the name of Jesus I cast out devils. I possess dynamic deliverances as a devil master. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. I confess I lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. I possess positive healings for the oppressed. Mark chapter 16, verse 18. I confess I am the branch of the living vine. I possess vine life wherever I go. John chapter 15, verse 5. I confess I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I possess the ability to stand freely in God's holy presence and in Satan's presence as a victor. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. I confess I am the temple of the living God. I possess God dwelling and walking in me. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. I confess my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I possess the supply of every need. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. As you confess these 14 points on a regular basis, you start to build up on the inside of your spirit man the truth and the reality of who you are in Christ Jesus and what belongs to you in Christ Jesus. This is very necessary when you're going into the king to do kingdom work. As you make these confessions of faith, the Holy Spirit will honor that and make them become a reality in your life. Quite often when you're working in the kingdom work, you'll find a situation where you need to know something or you need a word, and all of a sudden a confession will come up. I am the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus, or I'm the righteous are as bold as a lion. I have lion-hearted boldness in spiritual warfare. You might have a situation where Satan throws sickness at you and you've been confessing for such a long time, by his stripes I am healed, I possess healing. That comes up immediately out of your spirit, and you can take that and confess it out your mouth directly. These confessions are not completely direct scriptural content, but they are taken from scripture and put into a format that's easy to learn and easy to understand and to confess. I would encourage you to confess these on a regular basis, once a day, forever, how long that you need it. Till the point comes that they are built up in your spirit man, that you can speak them out in faith in any situation. Please remember, What you confess, you will eventually become. What you confess, you will eventually possess. Let me say that again. What you confess, that is on a regular basis, you will eventually become. What you confess, you will eventually possess. Thank you once again for being with me today. Next audio coming up in the Authority of the Believer is part 7, and we'll be doing another list, which I call my Never Again list. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.